Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
From the Strip in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Pub Crawl, where each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
And welcome to Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I'm Alicia.
I'm David, and let's start by welcoming the live studio audience.
Live studio audience. They're quite loud today. And also to the live chat room. Welcome.
Yes. As you said, we're Pub Crawl on Vegas Video Network. We're also the LV Locals on Twitter. And so is the Vegas Video Network is also on Twitter. If you want to get hold of, if you want to follow our adventures, that way you can. If you want to write us an email, we're pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com.
There it is, right here.
With a toll-free listener line, 866-966-4599. How about that?
He didn't even look at the screen.
Didn't even look at the screen, because I call it every day.
Do you? Yeah. You just heavy breathes.
I just call him like, Pub Crawl's awesome. I know.
Yeah, cat's out of the bag.
We're also on iTunes, audio and video versions of the show. Speaking of audio versions of the show, the great 1400 AM KSHP in Las Vegas every Friday night. The whole network is on there.
Yeah.
Good stuff, including us. Oh, so there's that newfangled contraption called Roku, if you got that. We're on the Roku. But if you know what it is, then you know what it is. If you
also, iTunes. Got iTunes as well.
I said iTunes.
Did you?
I did.
Well, I'm saying it again. Check us out on iTunes. And
you know what? We have a
review.
Ton of reviews. We should start reading them and giving credit where credit is due, because we have a lot of reviews on there. People tend to like us.
I think next time we'll read a couple of those in the email section.
I think we should. But before we go on too far, it's going to be kind of a heavy duty next section of the show. Because, I mean, if you could see, I mean, we're kind of loaded around here. Let's do some Cocktail of the Week.
All right, let's do it.
All right, it's kind of a combination segment here, because this actually comes from an email question, which would be normally later on in the show in Hey Bartender, that segment. But
we'll save the question, but we're just going to make the drink that answers the question later.
Really?
Well, actually, no, we have to give our opinions on it later.
Okay.
It'll all make sense, trust me.
All right, well, what we're going to make now is something that's not really kosher with me, by the way. Not you either. A sour apple martini.
And I don't think it's actually kosher anyway. Malia, she would know if that's kosher. This is not kosher.
Obviously, Maya just popped up. No kosher.
Oh, wait. Actually, this one is kosher. Sour pucker is kosher.
Oh, wow. Is that what that little symbol means?
Yeah.
The U?
Yes. Orthodox Union.
Oh. Yes. Well, there you go. It is kosher. How about that? Okay. Sour apple martini. Now, we're going to make the two versions. The regular version is just vodka. But preferred, as you can see on the ingredients, is vanilla vodka, which we happen to have a little bit of. So let's make a regular one. But as I was looking up the recipes, all the recipes not sponsored by a brand of vodka say vanilla vodka. All the ones that are on the Smirnoff website say just Smirnoff or whatever, or you know, Stoli or whatever. So it's not a very complicated one, but let's give it a shot. Martini glasses. You know it's going to be a party.
Essential.
Shaker. And you've got, it's kind of weird, measurements, isn't it? Like one and a quarter, which is actually like a European shot or something. It's more than a shot. But I'll just do our normal big shot.
Okay.
Because we're big shots.
Two and a half?
No.
Three?
No, let's
Three shots of vodka.
For two drinks.
Yes.
Right. This is a bold cocktail.
Oh, mostly alcohol.
It's mostly alcohol.
Finally learned.
Now this wonderfully awful green stuff.
Yeah, so it's a quarter ounce for each, though.
Half an ounce.
Half a shot of the yummy kosher sour pucker.
You can't go too light on that, as far as I'm concerned. And then a splash of...
A splash of sweet and sour.
Splash of sweet and sour.
Does the sour mix have the kosher symbol as well?
I wouldn't know.
Let me see. You can investigate the bottle. Dun da da dun da da da. No, it is not kosher.
And I didn't bring my strainer. So this time, I'm going to do it the right way. Remember, tap perpendicular, and look at this.
Well, there's really not too much to strain, so it'd be good.
That's not very green.
Is it supposed to be green?
Aren't they normally green?
I don't think so. I think there's just like usually like a slice of apple in there.
All right.
I don't normally drink these, though.
Yeah, this isn't normally, but we'll explain later. All right.
Okay. Let's try it out.
Sour apple martini.
Cheers. Yeah. It's apple-y.
I know.
If you like apples, if you'll like this drink.
Oh, wait, I spilled something on the bar.
You should have seen your face.
Was it not good?
It was like, ugh.
Right. Yeah, I spilled something on the bar. I better use one of my fancy pub crawl.
That is very nice. Bar towels.
Look at that. I mean, is that unbelievable or what? Thank you, Heidi. Made us a couple towels.
Thank you, Heidi. We also have a black version here. It's very nice.
There, look at that. Look at that, pub crawl towels.
Kind of awkward the way I'm holding it, but these are really cool.
So if you're gonna wipe up your bar, that's the way to do it.
The pub crawl towel.
Anyway.
Okay, so I have a drunk term of the week.
Okay, which is actually gonna tie into another part of the show.
Yeah,
later. We're
just tying everything together today.
What we're doing is, I'm sure Scott, being a broadcasting kind of guy, would know what we're doing. Are we foreshadowing or we're baiting or, because we're, stay tuned to find out who wins the next, you know.
Foreshadowing.
Where this, or teasing.
Okay.
Where this came from.
I like doing it flawlessly and not mentioning it, so it's just, you could just.
Yeah.
It's called proving you know your stuff.
Right, exactly.
Professionals here. So the drunk term of the week is chucked up. So there's actually a couple different definitions.
Right.
One is just to vomit or to throw up.
Like that backwards, up chucked.
That's right. Or it's also a polite way of saying effed up, or when a guy named Chuck effs something up, which is what we saw happen in our adventure.
Right,
Chuck,
which we will talk about Chuck and what he did.
Yes.
We're not even sure his name is Chuck. That's what's even funnier.
No, well, there was a sign.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
See, we'll get to that later.
Ourselves. Okay.
By the way, if we can get this down, you know, like just get this drink down, we could try it with the vanilla.
Okay, it'll be hard.
So, but in the meantime,
I'm going to muscle through.
Let's take a quick break and come back with the big pub crawl adventure.
Hey, I'm Al Mann. Is that how you get them to do that all the time? Just sit there and be an ass. Is that it? Hey, I'm Al. Hey, I'm Al Mancini at Top of the Food Chain. You are watching the Vegas Video Network. We got big forks, big spoons. I got a big mouth. I got no guests.
And we're back to Pub Crawl on Vegas Video Network. Woo! All right. You know what's funny? I was just saying, this actually isn't that bad, but you know, I know they're normally green. I think we just put, whoever made this recipe, which is now our official recipe, is the way to do it. Because I've seen them green. I've seen them the color of that bottle. I like that color.
Do you think it's because they're making cheap or weak drinks?
Well, yeah. They're just putting a bunch of this in there with a little bit of vodka. You'd never know. And this isn't actually too bad. But everyone I've ever had before is green, and they must be going equal parts.
Everyone you've ever had before?
Everyone I've ever seen.
Okay. Right. Like, I don't think he's ever had one.
Mm-mm.
Even one.
No. Anyways, our adventure this week was quite an adventure. Started on a Friday. Started with a solo adventure by me. I had some business to take care of on the Strip, which is also the most amazing thing in the world when you're going like doing errands, but your errands involve like parking and walking down through Margaritaville at the Flamingo.
Did you stop?
No, it killed me not to. No, we did eventually hit it this weekend, which we haven't done in a while, but it turned out, that's kind of why this kind of sparked, let's go there. Walked by it during the day. The casino's not open yet. When is that open? Anybody know? The casino, the...
Right. Around the 20th.
Okay. Oh, around my birthday. Is that they're going to open the Jimmy Buffett...
extra little...
the casino. It's going to be awesome. It's huge, apparently, and nice and pretty.
Very nice. Ted's expert advice here.
Yes, he is.
Thank
you. Right from Access Vegas.
Yes.
Okay. So I went into Imperial Palace, saw some friends, saw a friend and fellow co-host on the Vegas Video Network, Mr. Zoe Bowie. Does a
Chris
show.
Chris Phillips of Talktales.
Yes, Chris Phillips of Talktales. But you got, there's going to be a heavy Zoe Bowie, Chris Phillips episode because we followed him around all day that day, so to speak. So all right. Let's get a good one. Him and Marley. Now, you know what? This is a misconception that I'm going to clear the air. He is not Zoe and she is not Bowie. Now, by the way, if you don't know who this is, he is what I consider the new Danny Gans, or the new, almost Wayne Newton. Like, he's really famous in Vegas, but not really famous outside of Vegas. But you come here, he's like Danny Gans. Remember how famous, God rest his soul, Danny Gans was? I mean, that guy was huge here, but man, no one else knew who he was. But Chris is huge here, like, huge. Anyway.
Such a friendly guy.
Right, oh yeah, there he is. And quite an attractive...
Marley,
yeah, she's... Yeah, Marley's a little cute herself. Anyway, but see, that you see a lot of those signs, and you think, oh, that's Zoe and that's Bowie. No, and he was kind of talking about how that people do think that, but that's not the case. He's just Zoe Bowie and she's Marley. Anyway, the point is, they do Name That Tune, a new show, twice a day at Imperial Palace, 3 and 7 o'clock, or 3:30 and 7 o'clock, whatever.
It's only twice a day on Fridays.
Twice a day on Fridays. Oh, okay. And, it's actually Named That Tune, like it used to be on the old TV show. So anyway, so I was talking to him, and we're doing some stuff, and he said, oh, why don't you come into the show? Mm-hmm. So I went into the show. And I'm sitting around the side and watching the show. And towards the third round, he's like, hey, we got a local celebrity in town, Mr. David Ivey from Pub Crawl and Nancy Reagan. So he brought me on stage to compete, which was an unfair advantage for me. I mean, I'm going to waste these losers. I mean, it's not even going to be fair. So... I get on stage, I get behind a little podium, you know, and they start asking questions. This is what happened. I'm not kidding. They go, because it's not, remember the old days, they'd have a band that played the song. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they just play a record, which actually makes it easier because you get the sound of the record. You know, before it was just like a piano or whatever. So that also changed the end game where you say how many notes. Now it's how many seconds can you name that tune. Anyway, so I get there I'm standing at the podium, got my hand on the buzzer, you know, it's like this, and... I hear one, two, and I go like that. And I'm on Marley's side. She goes, what are you, psychic? We haven't played the song yet. And I go, what's Sweet Home Alabama? And they're like, and then they looked over the DJ and he spun it. Like, it was Sweet Home Alabama. Well, you know, it starts one, two, three. But I heard that. And I was like, wow. So the audience is like, ooh, you know.
Impressive.
And then you have to win twice to go to the next round. So then, okay, so I got that before they even played it. Then funny enough, that's how long. They're like, what the? Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. I didn't have to name it. Because I just walked by there. And you could hear that ding, 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 ding. You know, that boom. So I won in two. So I go sit down. Go to the semifinal round the next round, where you go head to head with the guy. Mm. And there's like 10 of us that are in the semi, or that's the next final, the next round. So you go head to head. Like, say it's me and you, and you do like, they'll give you a little clue, and then go to you and say, how many seconds can you name that tune? And if you say 10, you have to say at least, you know, you
is
can't
there,
go over
is
10.
Is there a maximum? Okay.
You can't
10.
Go more than 10. So if you don't know it by the clue, you go 10, because maybe you want to hear as much of it. And if I think I can name it quicker, I'll say I can name it in 5 or 2 or 9 or whatever. But if I think you can't name it, whatever, I can say name that tune then. So what happened was, I'm up against this poor guy. Who doesn't stand a chance against me? Are you kidding me? This guy, I mean, it was sad. He comes up they got the card, Zoe and Marley. They're like, so the Prodigal Son and this 1979 or 1974 hit from Kansas, blah, 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 this and that. And the guy goes, and they go to me. And I go, I can name that tune in 1 second. That's as low as you can go. They're like, what?
What, and they go, all right. Guy?
And it's like, run up. That's it. I carry on my wayward son. Like, and the crowd's like, whoa, the crowd goes wild. Like, holy crap. So then this poor guy, now it's his turn. So they go to him. Well, they say the thing. They go, okay, this Faith Hill number was a hit in 2008 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So he goes, I can name that, because he didn't know it. He goes, I can name that tune in 10 seconds. I go, name that tune. And he's like, so they play 10 seconds of some song. I have no idea what it is. Boom, I win. Semifinals. Woo! So then we get to the semifinals. Now there's like five of us. And this is where they do the, okay, we're gonna do 10 songs in 30 seconds. And you got to write them down in order what they are. But they're themed. Like, is this going to be all beach songs? Or is it going to be all songs by Van Halen or whatever, right? So they go, okay, so the 10 songs, 30 seconds, all by Beyonce. I can't spell Beyonce. I didn't get one. I was out. I was completely out. I was like, they flip. You write them all on the board. They flip the board. I had nothing. Literally, not one. I sat there for 4 minutes, going with a marker, like on a dry erase board, going, I don't have a clue. I can't name a Beyonce song.
See, I would have liked you to write Vegas Video Network.
No, that's what he should have said.
And then just flip it over and say, come and watch us on the Vegas
right.
Video.
If you
Network.
Think I'm good here,
that would have been good.
You know what's funny? Because I regret not. I should have wrote like just Crazy Train. You know, it's a bunch of stuff. Just a bunch of just random funny stuff.
I drink a lot when I'm on stage.
Yeah. You know, I'm not wearing pants. You know, behind us. You know, so it was really, I kind of blew it. But that was it. I was out. Then the guy that won, or that passed that stage, got up and choked on the first number. Now they do that big board, like at the end, it's a big clock, and you got to name, like, I think it's 15 songs in 1 minute. And every time you stop the buzzer, the clock stops, you name it, or you could pass, or whatever. You can only pass twice. Anyway, first song, na 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 na, Thriller. Like, dumbass, it's Ghostbusters. He lost it on the first one. Like, oh. And so he was, but so like, well, no one's ever lost in the first one. That's a gimme, so we'll let you do another one. And then he's lost. Like, and then he did about four of them, but it was like, wait until I could have destroyed. Except
only you knew Beyonce.
I don't know a thing about Beyonce.
Well.
And she's got like a nice butt or something. Or no, it's J-Lo. I don't know. They don't know nothing about Beyonce. I don't know. I mean, I know she was in Destiny's Child. That's all I know. So I was out. I blew it. So anyway, that was my afternoon. By the way, I'm making this with this round. I'm making with
vanilla
vodka, which has got to be better. So let's try this real quick before I continue on with the story.
That's a nice sound.
It's like my ringtone. Wait, I gotta go.
Yeah, he's trying to get the
there we go.
Glass out of the shaker.
Right. So this is the, let's put them together where I can do fancy, some flair.
Oh, look at that, Scott. Not a drop spilled.
But there is a drop spilled, and you know what we use to clean it up?
Our fancy new towels.
Okay. I'm so impressed. We got towels. It's like we're legit. We're bona fide.
We get so happy.
We're bona fide.
Better?
Different.
Okay, different.
Yes, it's better. You know what? No, maybe it's not. It's kind of a weird combination, vanilla and apple.
I like it better.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Kind of mask that apple flavor.
Okay, so I did that. And I, you know, tail between my legs, went home. And then we went out, and because Zoe Bowie plays on Friday nights at Red Rock. So on our way out there, we stopped at something we've been hearing a lot about. We stopped one time before and never really got to indulge. We went to Three Angry Wives.
Yes.
Which is between the Strip and Red Rock. So if you're going to Red Rock, you take Charleston up. It's right. It's on the way. It's an Irish bar. Last time I was like, yeah. This time I was like, yeah, a little more optimistic. It wasn't bad. It is a gambling bar for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, we did pretty well. We sat down and we put in a 20. We got down to our last bet.
I had $1.25 left. Bet five, four of a kind.
Four of a kind. Yeah.
Boom.
So we made our money back and headed on to Red Rock.
It's a strange thing about, you know, when you review something like this or, you know, talk about it, because it was good because we met some people that were nice. If we didn't meet them, I wouldn't have liked it. You know, so in fact, we thought we'd hate them. They pulled a faux pas that I don't even know if it's like really if you're supposed to do this kind of thing in Vegas. We sat down, and this is one of those gambling places where they actually have a sign on the machine that says this is reserved for gamers. You can't even sit and eat here. You can't even drink here. But ours was broken. So I go, "Is this one's broken?" So we'll sit at the broken machine. That's fine because we're not going to gamble. And so we're sitting there, and you know, ordered a couple drinks, and we're just checking the place out. There's a restaurant behind the glass over there to keep away from the smokers. And the guy comes to fix the machine. So we go, "Oh, well, we didn't tell the guy we weren't playing. We'll just sit here, whatever." So we go, we move this two seats over to while he fixed the machine. And we go, "Well, we'll gamble, get some free drinks." Mm-hmm. But as soon as he's done, the lady that's sitting next to us just took both machines. Like, she just sat over and took that machine. But she already had a machine with her husband. It's like, all right, that's kind of, that was really rotten. Yeah. Anyway, so we thought, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what we do if people make us mad like that. We're going to sit on each side of you and talk over you.
Yeah.
Because I sat next to her husband, and you sat next to her, and we just talked
about
it.
Well, I asked her, too, because she had all of her stuff on that machine she wasn't using.
Right, on the machine
I was sitting on. Like, are you gambling here, ma'am? And I just sat right down.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's like, because you know what? We ran into this at a few other places, too. It's the, mostly it's the guys that don't want to look gay, so they sit every other seat. You see it in movie theaters.
Yeah, they don't sit too close to a guy.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of dudes will walk in and go every other seat. It's like, well, if you sat next to each other, you'd obviously be gay. So, and they do that at bars. And we hate that because there's two. We're looking for a seat. And so what we'll do, we'll sit around the guy until they go, "You want me to move?" "Yeah, that'd be nice." I mean, we're always nice about it, but we're like, "Well, you sit there and I'll sit here." So anyway, and the guys, you know, so, but we did that to them. Turned out they were awesome. They're like, I look familiar or something. "What band are you in?" or whatever. And I'm like, "Well, you know, it's Pub Crawl and the Nancy Ray Guns and blah, 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 and this and that." And then they end up being, "Oh, this and that, great and fantastic. We're going to Zoe Boy. Oh, great show." I mean,
yeah, they actually see that show all the time. So.
They ended up being really cool. So.
Yeah, so it was pretty good.
So Night Fine ended up being a great experience because we met people that were cool.
Three Angry Wives,
not Nine Fine. That's
Nine
a different
Fine is
Irish
always
bar.
Fun.
Well, that's the thing with these Irish bars. There's nine and threes, and there's numbers, and they get confusing. and they're all nine and three. They're all divisible by three. Or...
right.
Right. I wouldn't. Math wasn't my thing.
That is true, though.
So we headed out to Red Rock, which is beautiful. I mean, as far as the stations, casinos go, you know, it's a flagship. This is the win of station casinos. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Even though I love Sunset Station. I like Sunset even better, I think, than Green Valley. As far as looks-wise, it's pretty.
Sunset's I like Sunset pretty. Better than Green Valley.
Sunset's really pretty. Red Rock takes the cake, though. It's gorgeous. We started at every station has a really overpriced bar in the middle. It's way too expensive.
And they all look pretty similar.
They're all the same. They're all round. They're all different colors and different designs.
They've got different like chandeliers and crystals
right.
and stuff hanging.
But they're all in the middle of every station, or in all the new stations. Might not be at Palace, but...
probably not.
No, I don't know. I've done it. But there's that middle bar. And it's way too expensive, but there's always lots of people there. And it's always really fun. So you go and you
DJ at night. It's
yeah,
jumping.
So you go get
packed.
You go get your $12 martini.
So we went to that one. It's called Lucky Bar.
But they had an Asian theme, there. I think, because they were playing anime.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's nice. I mean, those places are always jumping. I like these because it's locals, but it's attractive locals. It's kind of a fun, hip crowd.
It's a younger crowd.
We actually had a pretty good time there, but Zoe Bowie's playing at...
The Rocks Lounge.
The Rocks Lounge. So we hung out there just enough to have a drink, kind of catch the vibe. We've actually had some pretty good times at these middle bars. I don't know what the one is called Green Valley, but we've...
We spent time after the Steel Panther show.
Yeah, we spent all night there.
Yeah.
So we go into the Zoe Bowie show. Now, this is a kind of a crazy thing for me because to say his show was good doesn't begin to describe it. But to say that I liked it or that I would like it, mm-hmm. I would have gave 100% there's no way I'm going to like this. As my knowledge of Beyonce proves, me and the hip-hop are like that. We are right. about as far. I like all music. Except hip-hop. So, unless it's like actual
You like
hip-hop.
Old hip-hop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's Run DMC, I'm fine. But if it's, you know, Ludacris, I'm not fine. He does nothing but hip-hop. Here is this cute white guy and this cute white chick doing hip-hop. And I mean from the windows to the walls to the sweat drips off my balls. I mean literally doing that. They do that song. And it's like, wait a minute, how can this be good? There's no way. It's amazing. The weirdest thing about this is how he got this much hip hop kind of thing going, and it's the most non-ghetto-ish kind of show that you could possibly have. This is the nicest group of people I've ever seen in my life. They were all having the best time in their lives.
Yes, this is not the Crown Theater.
No, it's not the Crown Theater. That is for sure. This was literally the funnest. I'm not afraid to give this away because I'm married, but if I was single, I wouldn't even say this out loud. What do you think? 75, 25 girls to guys?
I think so.
At least.
We were telling a couple buddies, like, hey, you guys should go down there on Friday nights. It's free.
I know. It's free to get in.
Chicks are just drunk and dancing. Everybody's having a great time. The place is packed.
I know. And it's literally the odds are so in your favor. And well, and Chris took care of us. We had a VIP little area. And so we got to go in there. And it was just a great night. I can't get over how fun it was. I can't get over how fun it was. He does all these songs, but you know, he does them all as him. Which I like. He doesn't do them as the,
oh yeah.
You know, he's like Buckwheat. When he sings a song, he makes it his own. You know, you know, it's looking for nubbin' all. You know, anyway. So, yeah, he gets up and just does them all in his voice. Just does them and just his energy. I was blown away.
And it's so fast paced. It's like you never get a chance to. There's it's just.
That is funny. I thought about that. You know, being a musician.
It's awesome.
They don't play a whole song. They just verse, chorus, just chorus is a song.
It's jumping, so like the songs keep changing, so the audience never gets a chance to get bored or anything.
All,
and
right.
And every time a new song comes on, they were like, yeah, they just get more and more excited. But it's every Friday, free, and 10 p.m. Actually, doors open at 10, and show starts at 11.
Yeah, it's free. I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, literally, you can't beat this. It's unbelievable. Yeah. That's them. I mean,
if
you'd have told me. Now, he did a classic Vegas show, which he used to do. He might come back and do whatever. That sounded like something I wanted to see, where he does all the Dean Martin and all that kind of stuff. You know, because, you know, I like the older music. I don't like
being an older gentleman.
Yeah, I don't like what the kids like. But so I thought, I don't want to see this hip hop thing. How good could that be? I was
mesmerized. We will go back.
It was a 10.
It was a 10.
It was a 10.
We'll go back and bring friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it was a very Zoe Boy filled day.
Yes. That was a. Friday.
That was, yeah. So, people have been bugging us for a long time. You know, we may be your people.
We're nacho people.
But we're nacho people. Now, what do you think the odds are that we get nachos everywhere we go, and there's a restaurant in Vegas that just serves nachos, and we haven't been there, and it's
Gourmet Nachos.
Right, and it's been there for a year. Well, we finally went. Ladies and gentlemen, we went to Nacho Daddy, which is up on Eastern. Kind of in the Henderson area.
Yeah, it's in Henderson.
The reason we didn't go there, actually, it's funny enough, was Yelp. We use Yelp to get reviews and find out, you know, what we should get and when we should go and what time and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they just ripped it apart. Like, every review is it's terrible. Boy, they're right. It was terrible. And I'm kidding. But it wasn't very good.
It wasn't great.
We're nacho people. And my nachos were way better than your nachos.
The ones we got, if you guys want to try them.
You got individual nachos or the big nachos?
Right. The personal's $8, the full is 11, and you might as well just get the big one.
Yeah, there's no reason to get
it. It's actually a lot bigger. So I got the El Tradicional, which has the PBR, no, PBR
I got
chili.
The
you got the traditional. That's got the PBR beer chili.
Right.
Black bean corn salsa, pico de gallo, and cilantro sour cream.
Right.
And I got the Supreme Tostada Nacho with seasoned taco meat.
Right.
And avocado lime salsita.
Right.
And I don't know.
Mine was a lot
Yours was way
better
than mine, but I wasn't too impressed, really.
They had like a shrimp one. They have a bunch. I might try it again if we're in that area, but I was...
Well, if you want to try it again...
But I will say that the drinks were good.
Yeah.
The bar was fun. The people were great.
People were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, if you live in that area, it's definitely worth going to. We've got such high standards. We're nacho snobs.
But as far as drinks go, also Saturday and Sunday they've got the Bloody Mary bar. We saw that all set up. We didn't really partake of that because
we're not
Bloody Mary
people.
We wanted to eat nachos, not eat a drink.
We had cheap pitchers. We got two pitchers of a couple people with us. We got a couple pitchers of PBR. And some nachos. And it was like I said, it was actually a fun afternoon. I mean, it wouldn't, you know, something to
It wasn't
groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be in the top five. Of nachos.
No. No, in fact, right up the street at Half Shell, I would put that in the top 10.
Oh, the seafood?
The seafood nachos. That would be maybe even the top 5. Seafood nachos at Half Shell, right up the street. Mm-hmm. Better off. And that's kind of got more of like a Margaritaville kind of vibe to it. Speaking of that, so we did end up going to Margaritaville just on a whim. We were at just running around. And we're like, well, we wanted some nachos, even though we didn't get nachos. But man, that place is fun. It's so funny. It's such just a tourist fun, place. I know people kind of they always cock an eyebrow when you say, oh, we went to Margaritaville. Like, you live here.
You're fast.
Well, I want to get done with it. but we had a great time. The beers are good. The perfect margaritas. Limit one.
Oh, yes, limit one.
Limit one. We got one each, and that was enough.
Unless you want to fall up the stairs like PD did.
Right. Fall up the escalator. Chat room.
Oh.
Yes. Sorry. You came to me so quickly. I'm like, that's an interesting check. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
How would you describe the ultimate nacho? Cheese, meat? What are you?
You know what? Okay, first off, nachos, it's about the chip. Because it's got to be a really crispy chip. It's got to be wet all the way through.
It's got to be warm. It's got to have cheese all the way through.
I like what Toby Keith does, which I do like. Not the best nachos in the world, but what they do that is amazing is they put some chips down. They do some cheese whiz.
The liquid cheese.
The liquid cheese. Then they put the big chips on and then do the real cheese and tomatoes and meat and all the stuff on top, which is kind of good because you do the regular nachos. But then when you get down, you're like, oh, now I've got, like, movie theater nachos at the bottom. You still got more cheese to play with. Because I hate when you run out of stuff. Now you got a plate of chips.
Right.
And some, like, burnt cheese on the sides. It's like, no. So they do a good thing. Margaritaville's still number one best nachos in the world.
I think my second is still, what is it, Miller's Ale House.
That's a good one.
They're chicken nachos. It's shredded chicken, and it goes all the way through. It's every layer has
right.
something in
that,
it.
So yeah, good. Miller's Ale House on the Strip at Town Center. That's a good nacho. I would still go. My second is PBR Bar in Planet Hollywood, but that's their barbecue pulled pork nachos. I mean, that's some serious business. They make their own potato chips, barbecue potato chips, cheese and pulled pork on it. That is amazing.
We need to write a nacho book.
Yeah, it's called Nacho Book. Or Nacho Website.
Nacho Website.
This is Nacho Website. In fact, PBR Bar would be number one mm-hmm. if it was hot. But it's not hot. They don't warm them up.
Their ovens don't work.
We got more chat room.
Blake wants to know, how would you describe your favorite or best chicken fingers? I guess we're becoming a new show now.
Well, see, it's funny because we had chicken crawl. Fingers is our thing.
It's food crawl.
See, chicken fingers to me, like we talked about, first off, they cannot be pre-frozen, whatever. There's not a chicken finger in the world
yeah,
that's good
that
if it's a prefab chicken finger. It's got to be cut off and done. That has got to be all about the crust because chicken's chicken. It's breast meat. It's not good. It's all about the crust. It's the spicier, the crazier you get with that crust. Like that tempura one we had is amazing.
Or the Harley Davidson Cafe with
the cornflakes.
Yeah, cornflakes.
That's the kind of thing. Again, no, this is all pub food. I mean, not good for you.
We have to eat while we're drinking sometimes.
Right. but yeah, so we went and had the world's greatest nachos. We didn't have the greatest nachos. We got a hamburger at Margaritaville because we were kind of like, let's don't eat too much. And then we watched someone else get the nachos and we went.
And we just cried.
Why did we not get the nachos? We didn't have to eat them all. Man, even though one day we did eat them all.
A couple times, yes. Actually.
But yeah, so we did that.
So Saturday, so that was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we had a barbecue we went to on Saturday.
Right. Then cool. Went to Count's Famped, which do have some of the best chicken fingers in the world, which we didn't eat, though. And that's where we learned about.
Oh, yes.
That's my tip, though, later.
But we can talk about. Are we going to save it for the very end?
Let's save it for the end.
Suspense is building.
Okay. Ah. So, but before we go too far, let's explain this drink, and let's take a, is it a station ID now? No, is
no,
it?
No, it's a Hey Bartender is up next.
Okay, so we'll just go right into, let's hear from you in a segment we call Hey Bartender. Totten, it's getting hot in here. So see, now I'm Mr. Hip Hop. I'm like the new Chris Phillips.
This drink is making me sweat.
Yeah, it is kind of hot in here. Well, you know what? It's still 100 degrees. It was like 96 when we were driving in. Oh, by the way, the 15 freeway, do you have to be down to one lane right now? One lane?
Why?
What the?
Why?
I'm getting really sick of this. Anyway, so this is going to explain the, why don't you go ahead and the okay. infamous.
So the infamous Brett Bailey right. asks, settle the great debate, which is better, green apple martini or red Washington apple martini?
Not having the red Washington apple martini, I'm going to give it to the red Washington apple martini.
Me too, because it just sounds infinitely better.
Because it can't be worse than that. And you know what? The ingredients, to the, we might do this next week. The ingredients sound pretty good, other than this green crap. It's Crown Royal, not vodka.
Yes.
So that's already better, even though it's Canadian, and you know me and the Canadians, not a big fan. But I do like their whiskey. It's still got this apple pucker crap, but it's also got cranberry juice in it.
Instead of the sour mix.
Instead of the sour. It's got to be better. It's got to be better. And I think we might try that next week. Because, yeah, so this is a part one and a two-part, you know, battle royale.
Apple martini throwdown.
Yeah, the apple martini throwdown. But it's got to go with the Washington. It's
yeah,
got to be. So that'd be that.
Well, thank you, Brett. Thank you, Brett.
We'll continue that next week.
And now we're going to take a break.
Right.
And we'll be right back.
Is this your first show?
It's these martinis, Scott.
I think we're going to cut you off after one drink. Because you're looking at me like, I think this would be a good show if we knew the next segment.
Well, no, well, there was a monkey in the wrench. Because we have to do a...
There was a monkey in the wrench.
Right.
Oh, man.
Someone did throw a monkey in the wrench. That's the term, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not a term, David.
That's how I've always said it.
It's been an Ivy term forever.
Yeah, I think it's my dad's term, I think.
It's a monkey in the wrench.
It's a monkey in the wrench?
Someone threw a monkey in the wrench.
It's a monkey wrench.
I know. Okay. But in the works, but...
In the works. There you go. Or a monkey in the wrench.
But somebody threw a monkey in the wrench by stating that we're doing something right here. We're doing the.
Well, go for it.
Oh my God! why don't we go to a break and then
we're
we'll
taking
back
a break. We'll that's be right
it
back.
Is. Exactly. That's why I left it to you.
Jeez.
And we'll
people.
Be back with
we'll
last
back
call.
The last call
right after this.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go.
Livestream is your premier place to watch live events on the web, mobile devices, and connected TVs. See new events daily or broadcast your own at livestream.com. Livestream. Be there.
And we're back.
We're back.
See, that's what it was. It was a live stream commercial. See? I knew there was something coming up. That was the monkey in my wrench.
Surprise, surprise.
So, last call. How to find out how not to get knocked up, knocked out, thrown out, or throw up, or thrown in jail in Sin City. Now, this is... So we were at Count Vamp, not eating their incredibly good chicken fingers, by the way. But we were watching two pretty good bands. It was Children of the Grave and Children of the Damned. Children right. of the Grave being a Black Sabbath Aussie tribute band, and Children of the Damned being an Iron Maiden tribute band. So we're there watching this. Now, the thing about Count Vamp is it's a rock club, but all the tables are reserved. Not all of them, like the first two rows of just a little, you know, those little round tables. And the booths. And then all the other tables, you have to spend a certain amount to sit at the table, otherwise you stand up. We're always okay to sit at a table, because we usually spend enough money and buy a pizza or whatever. But... So we had a booth this time. Manager came over and goes, hey, guys, I got a booth for you. So we're sitting at the booth, which actually ended up being a kind of a...
You couldn't really see anything.
Yeah, because now we're sitting way low and everybody's standing up in front of you.
Like at the little kids' table and all the people are standing. We're like, we can't even see the
band.
You're
like standing right in front of your table. And you're like, well...
it wasn't really, yeah.
But anyway, the point was, so we proceeded to have a couple drinks and watch Table Reserved for Chuck.
And his name was Chuck because the sign said Reserved for Chuck.
Well, we don't know if he was Chuck. Our table said Table Reserved for Debbie or something.
Yeah, it was Debbie.
So, I mean, we don't know his name was Chuck.
I'm assuming.
We're going to call him Chuck, though. Chuck is a sucker.
Chuck is a complete sucker.
We watched Chuck get took. Man, don't
Chuck
be a Chuck.
Effed up.
He did. He chucked up, Mr. Chuck. Here's what happened. So Chuck's sitting at it's packed. Packed. There's just banger sisters for days long. I mean, and here's Chuck, normal kind of dude, sitting at a table by himself.
Table for one, yes. Reserved for Chuck.
Yes. And so he's sitting there watching the bands. What happened was, and don't do this. Girl comes up. Two girls come up. Hey, Chuck. I don't know what they said to him.
Hey, Chuck.
They're like,
roll your shoulder.
Couldn't
hey,
help. Well, first off, he's the lonely guy that people start. He's the zebra carcass in the Serengeti that the people come up and taking pieces of.
Yeah.
So people are coming and taking his chairs, which is sad. Like, hey, are you using it? Of course you're not. You're alone. You know, they're taking his chairs.
And they're just dragging him away slowly.
Yeah. Oh, so he watched a couple guys come up and take his chair so they could, so the table where there's people with girlfriends can sit down and people that are having, you know, social events. But Chuck is there with like Chuck. Six chairs and him. So anyway, people start taking his chairs. Then the two girls come up. Hey, Chuck. So he actually, I thought, guys got it. Because they were sitting down, talking
about it. They sat down with Chuck, and we said, oh, Chuck scored.
But then it blew it, because then their two boyfriends came and sat down. And it was like, oh, you know what? Chuck, I would have said.
He was displaced.
I would have said, no, out.
Yeah.
Out. Gone. You know what? That is reserved for me. I'm Chuck.
My name right here, Chuck.
The bitches can stay. The sausage has got to go. That's what I'd have said. So.
But Chuck didn't say that.
No. So anyway, the next thing we know, Chuck is standing by his table as they're all like whooping it up and run to the hills, and they're doing all their having their fun, and he's standing between our table, which, by the way, we had an entire booth. That we were like rolling in, like doing jokes. We're like, I'm a pterodactyl, and we were just like rolling in the booth. I don't even know what we were doing.
I don't know.
Well, because we had to knee in the booth. We had to like stand in the booth.
No, we couldn't see the bands. So
right.
We had
so
to
then we started
ourselves.
goofing off in the booth. So we had all this room. If Chuck was a sucker, I said, hey Chuck, you can sit with us. See, it's how.
But then we would have chucked up too.
Right. Go get. Because then of course Chuck brings in. Well, but anyway, we watched that happen. I was like, that
was
Chuck.
Sad.
You gotta grow up here, Chuck. Again,
so
his name on it.
So he inspired the drunk term of the week.
Right. He did inspire it because he chucked up. Don't do that stuff. If you got your table, earn it, man. Stay at
Keep it.
Don't let people come in and take your thing.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. And that ends episode 47.
Now, by the way, if you're looking for us next week,
yes.
Don't.
Because you won't find us.
You won't find us. We're taking a week off, and you'll know why the week we come back. Yeah. But check us in a week, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. We're just missing next week. We'll be back the Wednesday after. We'll explain why and what and where and how awesome it can be.
But if you miss us, you can always find us.
You can.
Go on. Tell them about it.
Well, first off, you can find us. You can watch all our past episodes, which there's almost a year of.
Yes.
On iTunes. Audio and video.
I wonder if you can watch them and see us age. Like, just get, like, kind of shriveled and, like,
It's like watching Different Strokes or, watching Arnold get progressively older.
That'd be kind of fun to do. Do that.
Man, that's been a rough year. I mean, funny. I wonder if we do look fresher a year ago.
I bet we do.
Probably than right now. Feeling a little bacony right now, a little shriveled and dry and salty. Anyway, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com is our email, pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. If you want to get a hold of us, tell us something about your chicken fingers. Now, that's not the thing. That's not what you have.
Scott is saying, no, don't. Just don't.
Your chicken legs or your chicken fingers, whatever you got.
Yeah.
And it's been a year. The show has been going on for a year. Unbelievable.
And also, iTunes, we mentioned that. YouTube, we're on YouTube. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, we are the LV Locals. The network is Vegas Video Network, without the E and the O in network.
That's right.
Is that just the E and O? It is. Wow. It is. What else we got?
Toll-free listener line.
Oh, 866-966-4599. How about that?
Woo woo!
I got it on speed dial. Pub Crawl's awesome.
Psst. Psst. Oh, and don't forget to check out all the other shows.
Oh my God! In fact, we talked about Zoe Bowie. Watch his show.
Cocktails.
Mondays during the day. Awesome sauce. KSHP Friday nights, 1400 a.m. If you're in Vegas while you're driving around, as soon as you come in from the airport, put on 1400. Here's the Vegas Video Network.
And thank you to the live chat room and the live studio audience.
Yes!
Thanks for hanging in there, guys.
Right. It was our first show.
It was our first show.
You know what? My hair's down. It throws off my... There's a monkey in my wrench when my hair's down.
I think so.
Yes. So until next week, which won't be next week. It'll be 2 weeks
until
from now.
Until 2 weeks.
Till 2 weeks. Don't Cheers. Have one of these drinks.
Yeah, don't drink these. Hi, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.